Mr. Smith, were you born here in Clinch County?
Yes.
You lived here a pretty long time, I guess?
Yes, if I make it till Thursday, I'll be here 77 years.
Mm-hmm. How old are you now?
I'll be 77 Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Were your parents from around this area?
Yes, they were both raised from small children here in this county, but I know my dad was not born in Georgia, mm-hmm. but my mother was, I think.
Mm-hmm.
My dad came from Florida when he was a small boy.
Uh-huh. How small do you think he was?
Oh, well, he went over 10 or 11 years old at the outside. Might have been a little less than that.
Uh-huh.
I'd say about 10, probably.
Uh-huh. What kind of work do you do? What kinds of works have you done through the years?
Well, I was raised on the farm. Mm-hmm. We've always worked timber to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
Cross ties and
mm-hmm.
cut wood and turpentine.
Yeah. A lot of people do turpentine around here.
They used to did it. It's about a thing of the past now.
Mm-hmm. I wonder why that is. Seems like there'd still be a demand for it.
Well, I guess it is. Now, at one time, there was 32 of them manufacturing plants here in this county.
Uh-huh.
But now, I don't guess it's there when I see it. I don't know anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We did have a place in Homerville where they bought them for a good long time, but it finally burnt down and they didn't rebuild it because the production got so low, you had to take it away across the valley off to Douglas, someplace like that.
Uh-huh. What about the land around here? Is there a lot of, is it best for raising timber, or?
Yes, it's better for that than anything else.
Uh-huh. What kinds of crops do people grow around here?
Well, we can grow most anything here. You can grow anywhere else. We can grow tobacco, and corn, peanuts, and different stuff like that. Just, you know, we used to grow cotton here and sugar cane. We used to grow a lot of sugar cane here, but they quit that.
Uh-huh.
Just a few people got a little patch of sugar cane anymore.
I wonder why, because I understand that sugar is pretty big demand still.
Well, I think one thing was the kind of wood we used to manufacture it with. These woods used to be full of lighter wood,
uh-huh.
and that's what we used, and then that got to getting scarce, people quit growing.
Yeah.
I wish you can cook it with gas and stuff like that, but then that was free, all they had to do is go out and get it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, I guess you have to have big trees to have, and they have to fall over and hit to have lighter.
Yeah, when that old original stuff was cut out, it went playing out, and the Hercules Battery Company's got about all the stuff now.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And they say they make over 100 different products out of that stump.
Really? That's, chemicals or,
Yeah, different chemicals and different things. They make rosin just like we do out of the living pine when we're working it for the gum.
Mm-hmm.
But they say it ain't as good as that it comes from the living pine. Now, I don't know about that, but they say it.
Mm-hmm. What about, you know, when you cut a pine tree, what do you call that on the front of it, that bare place?
You mean when we used to, you've seen these sides of the road with the side of them being,
uh-huh.
That's turpentine.
Uh-huh. And if you got a pine tree and, you cut it, you know, like that at the angle.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever have a name for that? Or that part of the... Do you ever call it a cat face or something like that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Box face. If it was working it for turpentine, they called it box face.
Uh-huh. What kinds of different... How would you go about turpentine in a tree? What would you do?
Well, now, back when I was a pretty small boy, they used the axe.